Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, November 6th, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Resolute Forest Products has obtained shareholder approval for its Domtar and Paper Excellence merger. Also making headlines this past week, Cascades has announced the permanent shutdown of a corrugator at its Belleville, Ontario facility. We'll have more on these stories along with an Appian acquisition right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright Products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright Products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, November 4th at 49.50, up 71 points or 1.4% from the October 28th close. Declining shares outpaced gainers by a 3-2 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down 1.6%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Rayonier Advanced Materials, up 63.8%, followed by Quad Graphics, up by 21.9%. The biggest decliner for the week was Sunoco, down 10.6%. Over the last year, Resolute Forest Products has been the top performer, gaining 92%, while the deepest decliner has been Glatfelter, down by 83%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is down 1.6%, while the PM40 is up 6%, and we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failurepreventionist.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Canada. Paper Excellence gets 6 more months of creditor protection for its northern pulp mill. The owners of the idle northern pulp mill in Pictou County, Nova Scotia, have been granted another 6 months of protection from creditors. British Columbia Supreme Court Justice Shelley Fitzpatrick approved the extension to April 28th of 2023 this past week. The case is being heard in British Columbia because the mill's owner, Paper Excellence, is based in Metro Vancouver. The Northern Pulp Mill shut down in January of 2020 after the Nova Scotia government closed the mill's provincially owned wastewater treatment facility at Boat Harbor, Pictou County. Paper Excellence in the province of Nova Scotia have been engaged in court-ordered mediation on multiple disputes arising from the mill closure. Dayline Germany, UPM inaugurates state-of-the-art combined heat and power, which is a CHP plant, at Europe's largest paper mill. UPM has officially opened a new combined heat and power plant in Germany, bringing the company closer to meeting its ambitious target to decrease its CO2 emissions by 65% by the year 2030. UPM says it's committed to meeting the targets of the 2015 Paris Agreement well in advance through practicing climate-positive forestry, innovative novel products, and taking actions such as investing in renewable and efficient energy solutions to power its own sites while taking part in the transformation of the energy systems in Europe. The 100 million euro investment at its Nordland paper mill is a major step in that journey, the company said. It will reduce CO2 emissions by 300,000 metric tons per year, power the facility, and feed surplus power back into the energy grid, contributing to Germany's energy security. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dayline Sweden. Redundancy negotiations at Rottneros Mill is finalized. The decision to shut down the groundwood pulp line for printing paper at the Rottneros Mill led to a notice to reduce the number of employees by 40 folks. The negotiations are finalized and 35 people will be made redundant. That means they'll be let go. Of those, 17 employees have agreed to a pension solution and 18 have been dismissed. That means they're gone. It's kind of sad. And here comes a quote. We have had very good climate in the negotiations and have together found solutions, says the group's COO, Peter Savalin. A total of 35 people will be made redundant when the new organization will be in effect from the turn of the year. The parties also agreed that those who turn 60 in 2022 or are older would be offered a pension solution, an offer that all 17 concerned have accepted. This has led to only 18 people being made redundant. And here comes another quote from Peter, quote, it is not pleasant to have to dismiss employees who have done a good job and contributed to the group's fine development. But we have received signals that other employers in Värmland are interested in the skills our employees have, end of quote. In connection with the notice to the Municipal Employer Service, Rottneros also initiated contact with the Employment Transition Fund. Oh, I don't know if I can pronounce this. I'll try. Trygifundin. I have a German last name, but I can't speak much German. Those who have made the redundant will now be offered support to move on to another job or further studies. Trygifundin provides individually adapted solutions. And one last quote, between 80 and 90% of those who receive help from coaches at Trygifundin have have a new solution within a year, said Ida Morstel, HR director. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Kingsey Falls, Quebec. Cascades announces the permanent shutdown of the corrugator at its Belleville, Ontario facility. Cascades announces the permanent shutdown of its corrugator at its Belleville facility as part of the continuing optimization initiatives of the corporation's containerboard packaging platform in Ontario. Now, effective no later than December 2nd, the shutdown will provide the facility with a more sustainable business model by focusing its operations on converting activities as a high-volume, efficient graphic sheet plant. Now, the shutdown will impact 31 of the 106 employees. Cascades says it will work with these individuals to minimize the impact of this announcement, including by offering them the option to transfer to Cascades' other business units. Employees who cannot or do not wish to locate to other plants will receive support in their search for other employment. Dateline Rosemont, Illinois. Appvion acquires Nakusa Coated Products. Appvion, a Winchurch Capital LP portfolio company, announced last week the addition of Nakusa Coated Products to the platform. It means they acquired it. Headquartered in Nakusa, Wisconsin, Nakusa is a leading provider of specialty engineered materials for the graphics and commercial print markets in North America and Europe. Lori Andurante, CEO of Appvion, said in a statement, quote, "We are bringing together two great companies with complementary businesses and capabilities to accelerate growth and create additional value for our customers. I'm excited to welcome the Nakusa team to Appvion," end of quote. Now here comes another quote, quote, "I'm excited for our teams as we move forward and write a new chapter together," says Paul Sharapata, the CEO of Nakusa. Paul continues, quote, "We know each other well and will build upon our long history to proudly produce innovative products that help all our stakeholders succeed," end of quote. There's another quote, but they're all excited So we'll just state right there, Appian has acquired Nakusa Coated Products. Dateline New Limerick, Maine. LP Building Solutions announces a $400 million expansion at its New Limerick, Maine facility. Another major expansion is coming for a New Limerick mill that is already one of the area's largest employers. Louisiana Pacific Holton is starting a $400 million expansion to its New Limerick plant to double the production capacity of SmartSide siding and trim, which is engineered wood strand technology that protects against hail, wind, moisture, fungal decay, and termites, the company said. The announcement comes just 2 months after Louisiana Pacific unveiled a $150 million renovation to its plant to produce a SmartSide line of products. The new expansion will add approximately 100 new jobs. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Paparitalo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Paparitalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Wildlife, Florida. Rainier announces acquisitions in the U.S. South. Rainier Incorporated announced that the company has entered into two separate agreements to acquire approximately 172,400 acres of high-quality commercial timberlands located in Texas, Georgia, Alabama, and Louisiana for an aggregate final purchase price of approximately $474 million from Manulife Investment Management, a leading timberland investment manager. The acquisitions comprise of well-stocked and highly productive timberlands located in some of the strongest timber markets in the U.S. South. Approximately 80% of the acquisitions consist of fee ownership, and the remaining 20% consist of a long-term lease. Dateline, Delaware, Ohio, Greif's Paper Packaging and Services Division announces investment in recycling facilities. Greif's Paper and Packaging Services business has announced two significant investments to its recycling operations to support its growth strategy in sustainable paper packaging solutions. A new 81,000 square foot paper recycling facility for collecting, processing, and baling has opened in Florence, Kentucky, bringing Greif's total number of recycling facilities across North America to 19. In addition, Greif has more than doubled the size of its paper fiber recycling plant in Nashville, Tennessee, to enhance efficiency and support accelerated growth. The expanded facility covers a floor space of 72,000 square feet. Both plants are located in areas where demand for a collection of waste fiber and the supply of recycled paper and board is experiencing continued growth, Greif said. Mm-hmm. Dayline Montreal Resolute Force Products obtains shareholder approval for Domtar merger. Stockholders of Resolute Force Products Incorporated approved a proposal to adopt the agreement and plan of merger dated as of July 5, 2022, by and among the company Domtar Corporation, a Delaware corporation, Terra Acquisition Subs Incorporated, a Delaware corporation and a wholly owned subsidiary of Domtar, Carta Halton BV, a private limited company organized under the laws of the Netherlands, and Paper Excellence, a private limited company organized under the laws of the Netherlands, pursuant to which merger sub will be merged with and into the company, with the company surviving as a wholly owned subsidiary of Domtar. Now, the adoption of the merger agreement required the affirmative vote of stockholders holding a majority of the issued and outstanding shares of Resolute's common stock entitled to vote on such a matter. A total of 81.5% of the issued and outstanding shares of Resolute's common stock entitled to vote at the special meeting of stockholders was voted in favor of the merger agreement. Of the total shares voted, 99.8% were voted in favor of the merger agreement. In addition, the non-binding compensation advisory proposal was also approved by a majority of the shares represented at the meeting. Resolute currently expects the merger to be completed in the first half of 2023, subject to the receipt of regulatory approvals and the satisfaction or waiver of the conditions to the closing of the merger. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.